Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are. How about a hand for my partner here, Moby? Did not have to do that. But we pressed him into service. Okay, you had a question for the governor you said you wanted to ask.
Oh, climate change, which I've is going it. To destroy everything we know and love. Mm-hmm. Animal agriculture is the third leading cause of climate change. Yeah. But when I asked Al Gore about it, he said that the role of animal agriculture in climate change is the true inconvenient truth. Hmm. And I hear almost no one talking about it.
It doesn't get enough, right?
At COP21,
are you talking about it, Governor?
Yeah, listen, I did my part. Today I had an excellent Impossible burger.
Yeah, nice. They're getting good, yeah.
Food that's protein from soybeans.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we got to look for new options scientifically to look at those things. It is an important issue. I think we need to engage the agricultural industry to figure out if there's a way to sequester carbon in topsoil and trees so that we can get carbon out of the atmosphere to do it. And then we got to cheer up Bill, who seems to be a little down right now. Bill, I just want to give you some good news. I've now sued Donald Trump 21 times, and I'm 21-0. So I just want to give you that.
He sued me once, and I'm 1-0. Okay, what are your thoughts on Trump's recent attacks on abortion? Will Roe versus Wade be upheld if challenged? That's kind of a bummer. Kara, why is the EU more willing to take action against big tech than the United States?
Because the person doing it is a woman who has a lot of backbone.
That's all it is? It's just one person?
They also have different ideas about privacy in Europe as opposed to here. Same thing in Australia and New Zealand and other places. Okay. So we'll see.
Brett, why do you find Bernie Sanders so threatening to democracy? Is he as bad as Trump?
I think a guy who took his honeymoon in the Soviet Union, praised Castro, praised Ortega in Nicaragua. Those guys are dictators who've been repressing human rights in their countries for ages. Shouldn't be president, shouldn't be the standard bearer for the Democratic Party. And listen, nobody says capitalism is a perfect system. Nobody says that we can't fix it. But the idea that we want to go to something that looks like the economies of Europe today, where unemployment is 10%, I don't think that's a winner for the United States at all.
But to answer the question, though, bluntly, no, Bernie Sanders is not as bad as Donald Trump.
No, okay, of course, no one thinks that. No. Okay. Moby, musicians have a responsibility to use their platforms to influence politics.
What type of music they're playing. If they are inbred Republicans playing country western, then by all means, they should not be politically engaged. Otherwise, yeah, of course. I mean, it helps that I'm, like, similar to you, like, single income, no kids, no family. So, like, the fact that I have no accountability to anyone gives me a sort of, like I'm at liberty to be involved in politics, where, like, if someone had, like, kids and family, I can understand them wanting to sort of, like, protect their career more.
But it does seem like in a different era, more musicians felt the responsibility to speak out about matters that matter in the world, as opposed to now when you don't hear a lot of it. It's very light, and it's very...
It does seem odd to me that people prioritize
low
selfishness.
Energy. I feel like the music is low energy. I feel like it all sounds like...
Oh, those young people.
No, it's good.
It's the ASMR and the Xanax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you have wanted what would you have wanted President Trump to say to Putin during their phone call today? Oh, well, like anything a traitor
would. What
would
you like?
We just got a big report from the Mueller team. It took over 2 years, and the one thing that they said that was the big headline was, you definitely interfered in our last election. If you do it again, there will be serious, serious consequences.
No, how about...
That's
how about,
what I would like. That's what any president would say.
Wait, you don't go far enough. It's not if you do it again. Yeah. You did it. And
right.
We're going to go after your assets, and we're going to go after the assets
right.
of your oligarchs.
He's
and
even
we're
talking to him.
On your entire financial empire, so that things actually hurt you for a change and their consequences.
But Governor, right. Governor, what would you do? What would you do if you were running against anybody in the Democratic field or a Republican opponent, and China or Russia came to you and said, "We've found them with a baby goat," or they've had some incriminating evidence against them doing something? What would you? What's the thing that you should do?
I would put down the phone and I would call the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's what I would do. And there's no excuse for otherwise. And I think the fact here is we got hung up, and Donald Trump is hid behind this word of collusion. And it is a false camouflage for the fact that he welcomed, wanted, and asked for the intrusion of the Russian nation in our interference. He did it on live television. And he is now hid behind this word.
But the one rule of Traitor Club is you're not mean to your handler.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, besides doing great things for the environment, if we got off oil, a little side beneficiary of that, what would it do? Kill Putin.
Yeah.
He gets all his money from oil.
But
Russia's
got
a whole fuck ton of oil. We get off oil, Russia has no money to fuck around in the world.
You know, the governor made such an important point, which... Look, the problem isn't what Trump may have done behind closed doors. It's what he does in public every single day. It's like you don't have to go and get a room when you're having sex in a convertible on Sunset Boulevard in broad daylight. Like, everyone can see what is going on. Well, just aspiring.
Mrs. Robinson, this conversation is getting awkward. Thank you very much, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.